This is the Live and Learn podcast with me, Shivraj Prashad. In this fresh season, I give you more by way of life skills as we look beyond the pandemic to new beginnings. I will be joined by a whole host of new guests from the training, coaching, mentoring, and leadership space who, like me, strive to create new personal development tools and mechanisms to inspire you to live your best lives. Hi, I'm Shivraj Prashad, communication and executive coach, trainer, podcaster, and presenter, and more recently, practitioner of mindfulness, which I'm finding has a huge impact on how we communicate with ourselves and others. You want to improve your communication with others, manage your time wisely and easily, and increase your patience. In order to do these, you must become very relaxed and then focus on what it is that you desire to achieve. It's up to you to dedicate the time and make the necessary efforts towards your goals. I'm so happy to have the opportunity to guide you, so let's begin. Say to yourself, I intend to have good patience, communicate effectively with others, and manage my time easily and wisely. Get into a very comfortable position and make sure you will not be disturbed. It's easy to relax, even though you might not get the chance too often. So, let's take 5 deep breaths together to oxygenate all of our body's systems to start. Begin by slowly blinking your eyes, and with each number I say, blink once. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Allow your eyes to gently close, and when you do this, you feel a wave of relaxation sweep over you. Now, I'd like for you to focus on the sensations at the top of your head. Just notice how the very top of your head feels. And now, let your focus move down to your eyes. Just notice how your eyes feel and ask them to relax even more. The little movement in your eyes is called rapid eye movement and is completely normal. These small eye movements allow for you to feel calm. Notice how the back of your head feels against the surface that it is touching. How heavy does your head feel right now? Let your focus move to your nose and feel the slight sensations of the air moving in and out with your breath. When you breathe in, imagine that you're being filled with calmness. And when you breathe out, imagine your body feels heavy and deeply relaxed. very good. Now focus on your ears. Notice how they feel and what they hear around you. Try to hear every single noise. When sounds come into your ears, they act as little waves of relaxation, taking you even deeper. Notice the sound of my voice and how soothly and soft it is. From here forward, you can only hear my voice guiding you. All other sounds passing through only take you deeper into a state of calmness. Now focus on your mouth. How does it feel? And what do you notice? Can you sense the flavor of something you recently tasted? Perhaps you can imagine biting into a fresh slice of lemon and you notice how your mouth waters. Very good. And move your focus down now to your neck. And if there is any tension, just ask it to release a little more. Notice how your neck feels right now. And just feel all of the sensations in your neck. Now focus on your shoulders. And move your attention slowly going down each arm. Down all the way to each fingertip. What are your fingertips touching right now? Feel the sensations on your fingertips. Nice. Allow your focus to go to your chest. Relaxing this area as well as your upper back. And if you notice any tension, just ask it nicely to release just a little. Now imagine you're focusing on your heart and feeling it beating strongly, supporting you. Relax your heart and notice how good it feels to do so. And now focus on your lungs. Feel them gently expanding and contracting with your breath, delivering oxygen to your body. Allow your focus to move down your vital organs and digestive system. Just notice your belly and how it feels. Just observe it working and digesting effortlessly for you. Now notice your lower back and how it is pressing against the surface you are on. And if you feel any tension, just say, "Please relax just a little more." Focus now on your pelvis and hips and notice any sensations you are having there. This takes you deeper into a state of relaxation. allowing your focus to move down each leg now, slowly relaxing those as well. Your legs have been taking you so many places over the years, and they deserve to fully relax. Notice this wonderful wave of relaxation moving down to your knees and down your lower legs, all the way to your feet and the very tip of each toe. Good, you're doing so well. Okay, now we're going to take our focus back up the body, the same way we came. But this time, imagine that in your toes, you are slowly pulling in your favorite color. Okay, imagine your favorite color is coming into your toes and your feet. It goes up your legs, passing through your knees and up into your pelvis and hips. This beautiful color is filling up your digestion system and belly. It fills your vital organs and continues into your lungs. This color is healing you as it fills you. It fills your heart, and you notice how happy you are becoming by doing this. The color goes across your shoulders and down each arm, all the way to the fingertips. Your favorite color is now moving up your neck now, relaxing it as it goes. It fills up your mouth, ears, nose, eyes, and it quickly fills all the tiny areas of your brain, relaxing it too. And it moves all the way to the very top of your head where we began. Good. Notice how completely relaxed your entire body feels right now. I'm going to tell you something very important, and you will deeply hear the words that I have to say to you, and they will affect your life for the better. You are completely aware at every level of your mind. And even though your body may feel asleep, these things I'm going to tell you will build your abilities to communicate, have patience, and manage time. Here are the basics in cultivating patience. No matter who you are and what your life is like, everyone experiences moments where patience is needed. It could be as simple as waiting your turn in line, or as complex as growing a business from the ground up. Everyone has great patience within them, even if you think you don't. Let me tell you a few short stories to show you the importance of patience. Imagine that you are fishing. You could be throwing your pole off the side of a boat or into a hole drilled through the ice. Or maybe you are standing on a riverbank and the water is rushing by. No matter the scenario, every fisherman knows that the way to catch a fish has little to do with outside forces, but more to do with patience. You must expect to catch a fish, or else you wouldn't have gotten a pole and headed to the water, but not expect it to come instantly. You throw out your line and trust that your patience will pay off and something will snag the hook. Imagine how it feels to have patience on a beautiful day fishing. Another story I'd like to tell you starts with a seed. Seeds contain all of the information within them to grow and carry on the life of each plant. The oak lies within the acorn, so you wouldn't expect to have a great oak tree growing above you within a week, year, or even several years. The oak has patience, and so do you. So imagine that you're standing barefoot in rich, fresh soil. In your hand, there is a seed that represents you. Inside, its tiny shell contains all of the information that you are capable of expressing to others and living out your life with. It just needs to be planted and watered occasionally during the beginning so that it becomes strong. Drop the seed of endless possibilities onto the soil and dig a little with your hands, covering the seed. Nice. A warm rainstorm rolls over soon and waters the soil. You are beginning to grow, and you have the patience to wait for the great force that you are becoming, caring for yourself along the way. You want to have healthy relationships and feel that you effectively communicate with others. It is important to care about yourself, but others must be cared for as well. You become to appreciate yourself when you care for others, and others care for you for appreciating them. This is healthy and very important in a romantic relationship, but even more so in your day-to-day interactions with everyone you will meet. You desire to communicate well with others, and you put in the work necessary to do so. The first step in communicating well with others is to ask them about their day. Ask them what they like and what they dislike. Ask them about their concerns, and when they tell you these things, ask them more about what they are telling you. Say things like, "Oh, that is very interesting. Could you tell me more about that?" And look into their eyes and really listen to what they explain. This comes easily and naturally for you. Great. And lastly, the third step to having all these traits come easily and naturally to you is that from now on, you think, act, walk, and feel genuinely able to manage time through patience, care, and planning through communicating easily with others. When you get ready for your day, your thoughts will often take you to great ideas towards personal achievement, who you need to talk to and what you need to do to get there. Planning things comes easily to you because when you have an idea, you write it down. When you write down ideas and tasks that you need to complete, you have a reference to see what you've accomplished so far and what's left to do. When you accomplish something, scratch through it, and when you do this, you feel a small victory. Then you can easily see what's left to do. Don't worry about putting anything in any kind of particular order. You naturally write it down exactly as it needs to be, and you naturally scratch through each item exactly once you accomplish that task. Good. You can put a notepad near somewhere you like to sit or stand, and two pens, just in case you lose one. It's easy for you to write down things you need to do, because this is the path towards success. When you walk together with someone, and even in times when you're walking alone, you feel that you are communicating well, so that others are learning from you as well as you learn from them. From now on, all of your actions reflect that you have great patience, the ability to manage time well, and excellent communication skills. And notice how this feels. Good. You did such a good job today. So let's come back to wakeful awareness and bring back all with you that you learned today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I will finish with a quote. Many people carry their troubles to bed with them when they should be resting. Mentally and emotionally, they are still trying to do something about a situation at a time when doing is not in order. Maxwell Maltz. Thank you. Now I would like you to take about 20 minutes out of your time to follow this simple guided meditation. Because only when you do this at the beginning of your week, or from when you listen to this episode now to another point in the week, will you really be able to practice communicating well with great patience and managing your time as well. Do listen to this episode at least once or twice and follow along the meditation and let me know how it makes you feel by writing to me at shivranj@brevis.in. This podcast was created on Hubhopper Studio. Hubhopper is India's leading podcast creation platform. You too can start your podcast for free. Visit www.hubhopperstudio.com to get your voice heard across platforms like Spotify, Gaana, Google Podcasts, Wink Music, and more. You can also click on the link in the episode description.